What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dalton Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and only a few more episodes to go in 2014 before the new year. It seems like it's been forever. Literally has. We've been doing this for a long, long time.
Oh, I thought you meant the year has been forever.
No.
It's been about 365 days.
Yeah, the year has progressed as I hoped.
At the speed you would suspect?
Yes. And the amount of albums that came out, it pleased me. So that's good. keep it up, music people. Keep it up, music industry. So we've got this show, and then next week, then we'll be off for all intents and purposes of this show for a couple of weeks, but we will be doing a Christmas special. So if you are into the holidays and the festive spirit, you should tune in for that. But we still have a couple more countdowns to bring you before the year runs out, and we're going to do that today. We have your top 20 plus all kinds more, and it all comes from earshot-online.com, and Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
It's a really great spot where you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report brought to you by the NCRA, and you'll find the entire National Top 50 there, from which we play the top 20 albums charting nationally every single week. This for the week ending Tuesday, December the 9th, 2014. All kinds of great stuff there, including over 30 Canadian and campus and community radio stations submitting their top 30 albums every single week, as well as special charts for hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and electronic, and also interviews, reviews, and loads more. All kinds of cool new stuff in there. Scott Wood chats with Michael Brock, and there's a new interview with Frazee Ford, who is on our charts for the first time this week as well. So go and check that website out. Spend some time at earshot-online.com.
We've got lots to bring you in this show. We're going to be talking with Absolutely Free, who was on the charts last week. They dipped down below the top 20, but still remaining on the charts. Matt King joins us a little later on in the program. You'll hear from Jen Grant, Halifax-based folk singer-songwriter. And we're going to be talking to Stephen. As always, Brian's going to have the lowdown, all kinds of stuff. And as I talk about chatting with artists, if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, reach out to us via email, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, or our handle on Twitter is @earshot20. All are appropriate ways to contact us, and we'll do a feature for you, which includes an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please get in touch with us. All kinds happening on the charts this week. And Brian, have we had anybody take the plummet of doom? That's what I'm going to call it now. The plummet of doom off of the charts.
Sad.
It is sad. their reign has ended on the charts. Is there
lots of movement as well? As you mentioned, Jen Grant's on the charts, and last week she was at number 27, and this week down to number 44. She hasn't made it into our show musically yet, so we'll be happy to be able to give that record a spin this week. She has a pretty cool new record out called Compostela. Absolutely Free, as you mentioned, we're at number 10 last week, down to 31 this week. Elephant Stone were on the charts for quite a long time. We played most of the songs from that record. They were on the show for quite a while. They were at number 18 last week. They're not in the top 50 at all this week.
The plummet of doom.
No, it means that there's room for new stuff to come in as well.
It's true.
You know, it's a transition. Things come in and we get to play them lots, and then new things come in. It's not a sad thing.
I should have great stingers lined up that says plummet of doom and then rise of a star or something. I don't know.
Stars were at number 14 last week, back into the program again, and then they fell off again, once again, to number 26. Legato Viper is the same thing last week, number 12, down to number 25, and Foxygen as well, number 16, down to number 41. But all kinds of new music in the top 20. This week we're going to hear from a couple of records that we haven't heard from before, and also one or two returning to the program also.
Well, that sounds good. We'll kick it all off right now, and you're going to hear from number 20.
All right, at number 20, re-entering the top 50 is Oh Susanna with the album Name Dropper. You're going to hear a track called Provincial Parks. Also, Energy Slime, that's a new one from a duo that is made up of Jay Arner and a partner from his band. At number 19, for number 32, record called New Dimensional, and you're going to hear a track called Star on the Ground. And kind of similar to the case with Tanya to GAC, and probably something you're going to see over the next couple of weeks, is records that we heard from much earlier in the year sort of getting a little bit of a bump because of all the great press they're getting now that everybody's top albums of the year lists are coming out. And this is one that's been on loads and loads of lists. Definitely one of my favorite records of the year, and probably something that you're going to see on our countdown of the top 200 in a couple of weeks. It's always their self-titled debut from much earlier in the year, at about midway through the year, I think in July, and it re-enters the top 50 at number 18, and you're going to hear a track called Red Planet.
Here is Oh Susanna, Provincial Parks, your number 20 this week. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Provincial Parks, we made love in the dark, and dirty tents with filthy feet. Ashes in our oatmeal when looking for the whole deal. The romance of woodlands and the simple holy signs. I could not bring them home or make them mine. When sit just like a toad, my filthy feet with the earth entwined. Like some ancient sage, hope to sing beyond the page. Let the leaves grow round the songs of my mind. So earth and mine can be the same kind. When swimming out at Long Lake, when the moon on the water spilled, there's one thing that I could hold again. Take the rise in the spruce tree. Rising the spruce trees on the hill.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19. 20. Number 18.
That was Red Planet by Always. They re-enter the top 50 at number 18 with their self-titled debut. Number 19, first time in the program, is Energy Slime with New Dimensional, up from number 32. And the record, off of that record, you heard the track Star on the Ground and Provincial Parks by Oh Susanna at number 20, re-entering the top 50 as well as their record Name Dropper.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's getting near the end of 2014. Pretty exciting. Only a couple more weeks of the show to bring you, and then we'll be taking a little bit of break. When we come back in 2015, we'll have all kinds of great music to bring you. We'll also be doing a recap, and we will be talking to Steven, but he's on the line with us right now as well. He's going to be giving us some more music news, as he does every week, from exclaim.ca. Of course, Steven is the senior editor there and a friend of ours here. Steven, welcome back to the program.
Hello.
And I find it really cool. The first couple of stories we're going to talk about, they have a bit of a theme to them, virtual reality theme, and it all kicks off with information about Coldplay.
Yes, a couple of stories in which the future has certainly arrived. Coldplay have announced they'll be releasing a full concert for the Samsung Gear virtual reality headset. In case you didn't know that came out, you're not alone. It will be called Coldplay's Ghost Stories Virtual Reality Concert Experience. The film was made in London this year, where Coldplay filmed an entire concert for virtual reality. The first song, A Sky Full of Stars, will soon be released through the Next VR app, and the rest of the show will follow in the coming months. According to an announcement, quote, "The concert film is the first ever broadcast-quality virtual reality experience. This quality VR experience has never before been possible." The band's creative director, Phil Harvey, said in a statement, quote, "You're literally inside the show, front of stage with the band. The quality of this virtual reality experience is far superior to anything else out there. It's pretty mind-blowing." Coldplay and NextVR are apparently discussing additional future virtual reality projects. Of course, this isn't yet for mass consumption and requires, obviously, virtual reality equipment to watch. Right now, the Samsung Gear VR only works with the Samsung Galaxy Note 4 phone. But for those who own that gear, Coldplay has recently released a more traditional concert album. So very cool stuff. It's sort of one of those weird moments where you feel like this could be the start of a really big thing.
It is neat. It kind of looks like a water bottle on the front of your face. I'm not going to lie. Big piece of plastic right there. But looking at the picture on the Exclaim website. But it is a unique concept. I just wonder, is this... what will this do to live music if this becomes the evolution, or will there still be the need for live concerts?
I mean, that I think is a bigger question that will take a lot longer. I think it'll be a long time before anything like this replaces live concerts. But what I could certainly say is, I mean, it's no different than, say, buying a concert DVD to watch a concert in your own home, except way, way better. So while I can't see it eclipsing live shows right away in the near future, I can certainly see it being a huge thing, because, I mean, that would be a pretty awesome experience, I think.
You're definitely getting a cool experience, and we'll keep talking about virtual reality with Jack White and an app that he's released.
Yes, the inventive garage rock mogul has released his own app called Jack White 3D. The app has a rather specific compatibility requirements, just like the Coldplay one. An announcement notes that it only works with recent Android phones, 5-inch or 6-inch, including a Google Cardboard virtual reality headset, which you can read more about online. Without the headset, it works in regular 2D, and it's also possible to make your own headset with some online instructions, to which we also link. iOS users are currently out of luck. If you use the app with the proper equipment, you will be able to see live performance videos of Freedom at 21, Ball and Biscuit, and Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground. These will appear in, quote, immersive 360-degree stereoscopic 3D. Starting on December 10th, Third Man Records brick and mortar store in Nashville will give away Google Cardboard headsets. This is, by the way, a brand name. It's called Google Cardboard. It is not actual cardboard. We'll give away Google Cardboard headsets to the first 75 people who purchase White's album Lazaretto on vinyl. The store will also have demo stations to let users try out the app. So there's also a video online where you can sort of get an idea of the sense of it if you have compatible equipment again. But lots of cool stuff. I mean, it's all very interesting.
Using technology to its fullest, I would say that is that would be the definition of it right there. All right, Stephen, thanks very much. We will get you to hold on the line. We will come back to you in the second hour of the program for some more great music news. And right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're here from Last X. It debuted, their self-titled debuted at number 21 last week. And at number 17 this week is that album. You're going to hear a track called Hotel Blues and Run the Jewels, kicking around number 16 and for number 9 from the album Run the Jewels 2. You're going to hear Early featuring Boots.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It be feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I don't control. Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they rolling around on patrol? And ask why you're here, I just tell them cause it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. He chime, you got a dime, I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid and in front of my wife, man, they ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line, sir, cause I respect the badge and the gun. And I pray today ain't the day that you drag me away right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in, cause put me in the truck when my woman screamed, said shut up. Witness with the camouflage on, saw the copper pull a gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. As I peered out the window, I could see my other kinfolk and hear my little boys scream. As he ran toward the copper, begged him not to hurt his mama, cause he had her face down on the ground. And I'd be much too weak to ever speak what I've seen, but my life changed with that sound. The life that I live, a man, I don't control. Cause every day I'm in a fight for my soul. All hands below, high seas in a rickety boat. Smoke old so the kid might cope. You want cash or hope? No class, matter of fact, get both. Go without, get turned to ghosts. You know that's the law. Deal done by the shake of claws. It ain't a game if the shit don't pause. When I find you odd, so convinced in the truth of y'all that the true truth's truly gone. And yes, there's a day. Anytime a man say there's not, then you know that he lost the plot. What can I say? Truth, one denied or not. Like a true who's riding the cot. Fair enough, the way that the beat bump do sound tough. I made it in the dark like Civil War surgery. Woke up in the same air you hop early. By 12 o'clock the whole earth felt dirty. Street lamps stare when you walk, watch the birdie. The watch you walk to the store, they're recording. Didn't record cop when he shot, no warning. Heard it go pop, might have been 2 blocks. Heard a kid plus pop, watch cop make girl bleed. Go to home, go to sleep, up again early.
That was Run the Jewels with Early featuring Boots, a track from Run the Jewels 2 at number 16, down from number 9, and at number 17 from number 21, Last X, their self-titled debut on the program for the first time after debuting at number 21 last week, and you heard a track called Hotel Blues.
It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. We're online to earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Great ways for you to reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like to do a feature with us on the show. And of course, we like to chart and we like to chat with some of the artists that are charting with us as well. Absolutely Free is a Toronto psych trio who are on Arts and Crafts. They released their debut album, which is self-titled Absolutely Free. And Matt King joins me on the phone to chat a little bit about the album. He's from the band. And Matt, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No problem. And I guess I want to chat a little bit about the decision. What made you decide to do this, to put out this album?
Well, we've been a band for about 3 years now, and in the first year, we put out a 12-inch single, or second year, and then last year we did another 12-inch single, and we were thinking, well, people started talking to us about, you know, maybe wanting to put out our record, and we thought, well, maybe it's time to work on a bigger piece of music. You know, we're starting to really get an idea of what we're looking for, and getting into a groove as playing in this particular formation, and we thought we were ready. You know, it's a big undertaking, but yeah, we went for it full bore.
And you were touring. You also had the opportunity to tour around North America with Always and Wind Sky. How was the touring?
It was fantastic. We played a lot of really great shows, and we just got home yesterday from a month long tour around North America with Always, and that was, you know, everything you could ask for. You know, lots of good people. Always, and the audiences included.
And Absolutely Free, that your debut album, I always know that there's a lot of work that goes into, and I assume that there's a lot of work that goes into creating an album. Were there any songs that you had to leave off of this album that once it came production time and you were choosing the music that you were going to put on, was there anything that you had to leave off that now is sitting in the back pocket for an additional work?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we ended up writing about 14 songs, and then kind of looked over them all and kind of consulted with Mike, the guy who has been producing the album, and a couple other people whose opinion we thought mattered to us, and dropped it down to 8. So I guess that means there's another 6 songs that we didn't add onto the album.
And I know that you're working on, you've got some North American dates, but you'll also be working on feature full-length film score as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've been working well on tour and months before and concurrently on a feature film by these two Toronto artists. It's called Two Cares, Do None. And you can listen to the trailer that we produced online now. And we're just trying to finish it up, and hopefully it'll be ready for festival season next year. And it'll premiere, and hopefully we'll be able to do some more work with artists and filmmakers and weird things, things out of the ordinary.
And I've also heard and read that you do have some pretty crazy live shows as well. What do people expect? Because you're going to be doing some North American dates. What can people expect when they go to the show?
It really depends on where we're playing and the reason why we've been asked to play. You know, we do anything from a regular rock show, just us and instruments, to incorporating like visual elements as far as projections or installations. And we've also done things like perform music to films, like live scoring. We've played in movie, like movie theaters and theater center, that's a theater center, and yeah, come in with what do you call it? No expectations.
An open mind.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
All right. Well, absolutelyfree.ca. That is where you can find them online. All kinds of information there for you, and you're going to hear them here on the show right now. And Matt, thanks very much for taking the time to join us on the program.
Oh, thank you very much.
Here they are, Absolutely Free, in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. The charts continue after this. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Like a harbor sings through the concrete, like a highway rolls in your childhood dream. I'm a wild abandoned ray of heat, and I'm coming for you like a stampede. I'm coming for you like a driving rain. I'm coming for you like a storm unchained. I'm coming for you like a third refrain. There's a sea of light, secret until dead of night, where the deeper meanings dare to fight. And I'm coming for you like a voice inside. I'm coming for you like a final.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Frazee Ford with Three Golden Trees. Another one new to the program is her latest, Indian Ocean, at number 14, up from number 29. At number 15, up from number 8, Amelia Curran, They Promised You Mercy. And Coming For You is a track from that record that you heard. And you also heard from Absolutely Free with Striped Light from their self-titled debut record.
Yeah, big thanks to Matt King for joining me on the program, chatting a little bit about their album and what they're working on. Some exciting stuff for them. And into the next hour of the program, don't forget we'll be talking with Jen Grant, and also Stephen will be joining us again as well. Brian will have the lowdown. We're going to complete the first 10 of the top 20 very soon, and that's all going to kick off with your number 13 spot this week.
Yeah, I just want to mention super quickly, though, also, as we just played for Amelia Curran, an artist that we had a chance to chat with last week, we also were speaking with David Miles, who was on tour with his supper, Singing For Your Supper tour.
Oh, yeah.
And raising loads of money in New Brunswick for feeding the hungry. And all that information is online on his website. He's also been doing a really interesting thing, doing the 12 days of Christmas, sort of putting up little tidbits every single day. He put out a new animated music video for one of his tracks just a couple days ago, which I believe is the track called Santa Never Brings Me a Banjo, and also putting up information about the record, interviews, and all kinds of cool stuff on his website there. And I'm not sure which city won, but I do know that, because as we were talking, that there was sort of a little bit of a friendly competition between St. John, Moncton, and Fredericton, New Brunswick. But definitely, I heard really great things about the success of the fundraiser.
Yeah, $11,660.19 raised for New Brunswick food banks across the province. So that's really great initiative that he does. And hopefully St. John won, but who knows? It's a friendly thing, but...
Anthony donated $5,000.
I don't know about that. No.
I signed you up for it.
Oh, okay. Well, then, moving along from this, I'm going to have to go find another job, so we better get done quick.
Harry, number 13, from number 35, from one of my favorite record labels. It's off of Fixture Records, the debut EP from that band called July 1st. You're going to hear a track called Ice Cream Sandwiches. Yum.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
So you wanted to go towards the street life, but the city at night was not for you. Your mind saw sparks, mine saw stars. We play games, we play guitars. I don't know where you are, but I'm coming. Spider. Spider. Saw sparks, mine saw stars. We were playing games, playing guitars. I don't know. I don't know. Spider, they want you. 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 They want you, they want you, they want you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was New Pornographers with Spider there. Number 11, down for number 7 this week from the record Brill Bruisers. Another one of my favorites for 2014. And number 12, down for number 3, Flying Lotus from Your Dead. You heard Turtles. And you heard Moss Lime Ice Cream Sandwiches off of their debut EP July 1st into the program at number 13, up from number 35.
I love Turtles. Yeah, it didn't really work that time.
Is that a reference to the chocolate?
Yeah, the Turtles chocolate. But anyway,
I like those.
I just had to retort with something because you're yum at the end of the ice cream thing. But just keep in mind, everybody, that's not the title. The title of the song does not include the yum. Brian was just really craving ice cream in that moment.
That was my improv.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we are counting down the top 20 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week, Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, broadcast and record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be hearing us if you download the program on radio4all.net, or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to the show, though, thank you very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we're talking with Jen Grant. We have the top 10, we have your lowdown, and Stephen Karlick joins us again. It's going to be big. Stick around. There's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.